This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I was at the museum last week reading some old copies of Roseau Times Regents from 50 years ago. In the paper from June 22, 1972, there was an interview of Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Ausby on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary. Today, I'll read that article. If, when you observe your golden wedding, you are looking forward to next winter and snowmobile trips, if there isn't enough time in a day to do all the things you like to do together, if you look back on a life of hard work with gratitude for a fine family and a home-centered life, you are like Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Ausby, for that describes this Roseau couple who noted 50 years together with an open house at their home Sunday. Clarence began his courtship of Eric Wicklander's daughter, whom he had met at a dance at her uncle's place near Winoska, with, quote, an old 1913 Buick with a right-hand drive and a left-hand squeeze, unquote. He recalled that it started with four dry cell batteries and ran on magnetos. It also had carbide lights, which he lit with a match. The wind would often blow them out, he recalled. Clarence and his brother played at dances in those days. He still has two violins, but doesn't play much now, and they used to enjoy the home dances. Everyone brought something, and they would put it all together and then buy it. Those were the days when people really had good times, he reminisced. He rented a farm near Ross and had some cows. A nice team of ponies and buggy, he said. When he and Miss Wicklander agreed to marry, he hitched up that team, the old Buick had disappeared by then, and in one day drove to Roseau to get the license, and then drove to her parents' farm near Winoska, and next day to town where they got married. That night they had a wedding dance at her folks' farm. That little team could really go, he said nostalgically. They began housekeeping on the rented farm, where she pitched right in, helping with milking and chores, growing a big garden, canning, and cooking. They were there for 3 years before moving to several farms south of Roseau, and then moving into Roseau in 1935. Clarence went to work for Jevrud in the Ford garage for about 9 years, and then in 1942, they went to Seattle, Washington for 2.5 years, where he worked in the building trade. Back in Roseau in 1945, he worked for Jack Hansel at the garage for a year, and then did carpenter work for 2 or 3 years until Harry Swenson took over the Farmers Union station here. He worked for Harry as a mechanic and general helper until 1959, when he took the summer off. He and Mrs. Ausby, quote, lived in the car for 3 months, unquote, traveling to the West Coast and having a fine vacation. He came back to work for Wayne Nelson for 3 years and then went back to carpentering until he retired in 1962. Since then, he has been working at carpentry during summer months and enjoying the winters, snowcatting and making things together with his wife. He has made a number of canes, searching the woods for the right kind of sticks, and some doll cribs for the granddaughters. Mrs. Ausby has helped him. We always work together, and I think that's a better way of living anyway, she emphasized. They bought a home on 9th Avenue, and last year purchased their present home, which he had a lot of fun completely remodeling. The work goes hand in hand with their snowcatting. We love it, Mrs. Ausby said with a wide smile. You are as young as you feel, and we feel young enough to go, he added. She likes to knit, sew, do other handwork, keep house and cook. I don't understand how some women say they have nothing to do. I always have plenty to do, she emphasized. There have been many changes in the 50 years they lived together. From the days he cut pulp in winter and hauled it to town with a team to make it go with a family of nine, they would trade the pulp proceeds for groceries, and we always managed to have plenty to eat. He emphasized it would have been much harder had she not been such a good sewer and homekeeper, especially with nine children. The children grew up in a good family atmosphere. I seldom had a babysitter, We either stayed home or took them along, Mrs. Osby said. She also emphasized, I think if the father and mother give the children love and understand them when they should be understood, it is the best way. He emphasized that the children always had chores to do when they came home from school, and they all appreciate it now, he said. Mrs. Osby feels, quote, strictly against mothers working when there are children in the home, unquote. Clarence adds, it's a full-time job taking care of children in a home. Their children are Stanley, Rozo, Lorraine, Mrs. Lorne Olson, Rozo, Milton, Englewood, Colorado, Reuben, Bergstrom Air Force Base, Texas, Wanda, Mrs. Cherry Weber, Virginia, Hilda, Mrs. Jean Clay Camp, Rozo, Maynard, Englewood, Colorado, Mavis, Mrs. Melvin Burroughs, Rozo, and Donald, who died in a military airplane crash in Taiwan in 1970. He was a sergeant in the Air Force. They have 24 grandchildren and a great-granddaughter as well. The children have grown up as the county has grown and changed. He remembers when even horses got stuck on the trail, which later became Highway 89 from Rozo to Onoska. They both praised REA going into farms and electrical appliances. I sure would have appreciated them when the children were small, she laughed. They have especially appreciated their family. I feel the children were satisfied with less in those days, Mrs. Osby said. Clarence added that the children now understand values better because they had less then. He remembers getting 6 cents per pound for wool, paying 12 cents each for shearing, and I had to catch them or I would have had to pay someone for that. She recalls all the makeover clothes and hard work, but emphasizes, I'd do it all over again. They have gone away for a few winter months in the past, but now don't even want to do that, as there is no place like we like as much as here. They plan to keep right on doing what they are doing, enjoying their hobbies and their snowcatting. When you go for a ride on a nice winter day, you eat like a horse and sleep like everything, Clarence emphasizes. Maybe that's part of their secret for staying so young. The Osbys were taken out for a dinner by her brothers and sisters Saturday night, and all of their children are home for the open house Sunday, as were many, many of their friends. They're still a very young couple to have been married so long. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.